good idea.
Boom.
All right, we're probably recording forever. Oh, God.
Well, you said that you had to record to, like, figure out the sound. Since we forgot how to do this because it's been so long.
It's been forever. I feel like it's been forever. Well, it's because, like, we don't record on Mondays. Like, we record, like, 5 days before it actually comes out. So, technically, it's been, like, 2.5 weeks.
Has it really?
I think so. I think.
We were supposed to record, and I bailed because I didn't feel good. And then the next day was when Mike went to the doctor.
Ugh.
So
hi, everyone.
Hello again.
We're back. Mike is feeling a lot better. He had the Rona. Yeah, I know. It was real sucky. Well, and the thing that sucks about COVID is that you think, I mean, among a lot of other things that we don't need to get into, but you think it's just allergies. Like, so many of the symptoms are just, like...
I've heard so many people that came down with COVID say, like, yeah, they thought they had allergies.
And so, when Mike went to the hospital, he was like, filling out paperwork and stuff. And he had super bad, like, chest tightness and everything. And when he went and met with the doctor was like, "You're the only one I've waited on today that's vaccinated." You don't need to get into that.
Don't need to get into that.
Yeah, he's fine. He was upstairs in our bedroom and I slept downstairs, for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
So he's good. He's good now. And it's September 24th and it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mike, even though I already said it and I brought you a pie.
Happy birthday, Mike. I love you. Kisses. He has the door shut. He doesn't. Rolling his eyes.
I know. We can't. Well, you can't see him making faces at us.
I know. But anyway.
What are we talking about? What are we doing? What's happening?
I can't even do it anymore. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go to North Dakota with Kristen Stewart in The Messengers.
The fact that you put your hands on your hips to say that. We're going to North Dakota.
We're going to North Dakota.
Really, Saskatchewan.
Oh.
That's where it was filmed.
That's cool.
Just like, the end.
The end.
I go home now.
Yeah, so this is a 2007 paranormal scary film. Whatever. You can get it on Amazon for $2.99. You can rent it. Or if you have a subscription to Amazon Prime, you can get it for free.
Was it really on Amazon? Oh, I have the DVD.
Yeah. So I think didn't you get the DVD from me when I was like purging all of my shit?
No, I didn't take it from you because I already had it.
Perfect. Okay. So this was directed by Danny Pang. And Oxide Chun Pang.
I think that's right.
And then the writers, Mark Wheaton, who did the screenplay, and Todd Farmer, who did the story. And it stars, I'm going to do the main.
Let me jump in there.
Yeah.
So Mark Wheaton, who did the screenplay, also worked on the story for the 2009 Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Todd Farmer was... in Jason X as Jason in space.
Yeah.
That's actually...
Which is...
Everyone's going to hate me for saying this, but it's one of my favorite.
Really?
Jason X. Yeah, it's good. It's like Star Trek meets Crystal Lake.
I mean, who wouldn't like that combination,
anyway,
right?
Anyway, his character was Dallas, and he doesn't have a very great death. He just gets his head bashed into a wall. Continue.
Okay. So I'm going to do the main cast, but everybody knows what Dylan McDermott and Kristen Stewart and stuff have been in. But I deep dove into the background cast a little bit because there are some doozies. So
I know one of them because I recognize them, but you can continue.
So Dylan McDermott plays Roy, the father figure. Penelope Ann Miller plays Denise, the mother figure. Kristen Stewart is Jess, the daughter. Dustin Milligan is Bobby, who Ted from Schitt's Creek.
I'm going to say Ted whenever we talk about him because
yeah,
sometimes I don't look up the names and it's hard for me to remember the names if they only say them once?
Yeah, he's actually been in a couple scary movies. I didn't write them down, but I know he's been in like some stuff.
Yeah, so if I say Ted, I really mean Bobby.
Yeah. and then John Corbett as, I think it's Burwell. I can't remember what they actually call him during this. Or spoiler alert, the murderer. Rollins.
His name's John.
Is it John? Does he just go by John too when he's
he goes with by the family? John when he's with the family. Okay.
He's just so cute, even as a greasy farmer dude.
I'm attracted to him mm-hmm. as well. And he's not my type. I think it's because I was so in love with Aiden on Sex and the City yes. that I'm just like
the woodworker cabin owner
in suffering.
All right. So I'm going to deep dive into the background cast.
Go for it.
Before we get into the plot of the film. Lindsay Rollins, who's the character, who's the sister character that's murdered, is played by Tatiana Maslany. She is She-Hulk in the 2022 TV series that's going to be coming out.
Okay.
Super cool. Jodelle Ferland, who plays Michael Rollins, the little boy.
Damn it.
Do you want to do this one? You can. Because you seem very excited.
Jodelle, who plays the dead boy, is also Bree Tanner yep. and is also Sharon from Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I wrote that down too. I was really excited about that.
She also is the little sister voice in the BioShock video game series.
Okay, I'm not familiar with them.
One of my favorite video game series.
Really?
It's pretty cool. And then she also plays Patience in Cabin in the Woods, which is...
I have not seen that.
Oh, it's good. She plays like a ghost murder type thing in that one too.
Okay.
And then William B. Davis is Cancer Man in the X-Files. He plays yes. like the realtor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Briscoe, who plays Plume, the shop owner, is JJ from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
JJ's Diner. And then who else did I have? Oh, Anna Hagen, who's the nurse in the film, is the secretary in The Changeling.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The nurse like talking to Denise and Roy.
About when she goes to the hospital? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's it. That's it. I think I'm good.
While we're still in the credits section, Joseph LaDuca, is that how you say his last name?
Sure.
He did the music.
Okay.
And I like the music because it starts out with, you know, real creepy.
Yeah.
He also did the music for the Evil Dead series, all of it. Xena and Hercules.
Oh my God.
And then the cinematographer, David Geddes, also worked on Tucker and Dale, Halloween Resurrection, and was the second assistant cameraman on The Thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So that's all fun stuff. Another fun fact is Scout Taylor Compton auditioned for the part as Jess, and she plays Laurie Strode in the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yes.
I wonder, how different it would have been.
Maybe it would have been better.
I mean...
No, I don't know. I know we don't see eye to eye with Kristen Stewart.
Because
I like her, and I think she gets a lot of hate. It's just like Rob Pattinson. He gets a lot of shit, too, and I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I think Kristen Stewart is a really good actor, but I don't think she's as bad as what...
The crap people give her. I get that. So, are we...
Anyway.
The movie.
Yeah.
The Messengers.
Sunflowers are actually a common crop in North Dakota.
Yes, they are.
Because, you know, sunflower farm. But, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's... Movie time.
Beginning of the movie. So, it's a woman and a boy hiding. The boys under the bed. It's just kind of like chaos.
It's chaotic.
You can tell somebody's like going after them. The sister tries to save her brother. She gets dragged into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very like this whole scene's very
quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
the little boy hides in the cabinet, and then basically, like,
yeah, in a farmhouse.
Intro. Then all of a sudden, like, eerie intro music, and then
yeah. The first time I saw this, I thought it was gonna turn out supernatural, like it was a ghost.
You know, like, what I mean? A ghost was killing the people.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know it was gonna end up to be John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't either.
Right.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't think it was that.
Yeah.
Because it was a little shocking the first time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Kristen Stewart in the back.
It's just, she might as well have been Bella from Twilight. She's that awkward, angsty teenager.
Yeah.
That's all I really have to say about that.
I liked her better in this than in Twilight.
Yeah.
So the family's moving to the country. They're moving to a house. It's, like, pretty run down.
They're moving from Chicago, right?
Yes. They're moving. Yeah. The timeline in this, did you notice, is, like, wonky.
It's weird. Yeah.
Because, well, okay, so the...
That's fine.
Burp. The reason they're moving to Chicago, which you don't find out, or moving to the country, you don't find this out until, like, halfway through the film. But they're moving there because there was an accident. Kristen Stewart, obviously underage, drinking with friends, gets in an accident with her little brother in the car.
Yeah. Like, the mom had a layover at an airport or something. And so she had Jess go get...
So, yeah.
Her brother.
The mom called Jess, said, hey, can you pick up your brother? She didn't want to admit that she had been drinking, so she went to pick him up.
I probably would have admitted that I'd been drinking.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because dad, like, mom and dad always told us when we were in high school, like, if we were out with friends and had been drinking, to don't drive. Just stay there. Like, dad'll come pick us up. Like, we would have gotten in trouble, obviously, but, like... It would have been better
than... Well, she obviously didn't think she was as drunk as she was, or she wouldn't have gotten an accident.
She admits that, too, if she...
So, this is, like, the screwy timeline part for me is that when she's telling the story, she's like, 6 months ago this happened, but there were already, like, sunflowers on the farm.
There are already sunflowers on the farm, and apparently the parents had spent their life savings paying medical bills.
And dad had been out of work for 2 years.
Yeah. So the timeline's a little wonky, but
we'll get into it.
Mm-hmm.
The basement door of the house is locked. It's like this creepy ass house, which...
and there are claw marks going down the basement. Ugh.
There's claw marks on the wood floor leading to the basement door. From the outside of the house, the inside of the house would not be in that good of condition.
No, not at all. The outside of the house looks a lot like a rundown version of the house in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. But I know you haven't seen that, but it looks very similar.
Other people have.
Well, yeah.
You're not just talking to me.
I know, but sometimes I get so used to being like, oh, Aaron, blah, blah, blah.
The roof looks like it's leaky. It all and just looks like shit. Like shit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the inside of the house is, like, fairly nice.
Yeah.
Other than the drag marks leading to the basement door.
And the rotten bits on the walls.
Yeah. And the, like, it looks like a pipe's leaking or something in the bedroom where it's scary.
Which, you would assume that.
So dad is just kind of like, we're going to make it work. We're going to be farmers. Now, if you're risking your, like, last few pennies... And you haven't worked in a couple years for whatever reason. Would you buy a farm?
No. I would not.
I would probably move into a small apartment with my family, and I would...
try to find a job in your chosen profession.
Yeah, or any job.
Because from what I hear, Dylan McDermott is fluent in law, so... I imagine his character.
Did something happen where, like, he couldn't work for 2 years?
Maybe. Like, I think that there's probably more to the story than just, like, Kristen Stewart's
kind of
timeline.
Like The Shining.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going to write a novel when you're a teacher?
Right. Like, maybe he was an alcoholic. Maybe he was having an affair with someone. Or Penelope Ann Miller was. Like, we don't know. A lot of background stuff probably happened.
Yes. A lot of background stuff. Plus, after American Horror Story Murder House, I can't, like, look at him. Like, I just can't.
No shit. And he was in the new Miracle on 34th Street, too. Can you look at him the same way now?
Oh, no. I was so, like, judgy about him in American Horror Story. Oh. So now in this, I'm like, I don't like you.
I hate you.
Well, they decide to, like, take whatever money they have left and, like, risk it all. He's going to be a farmer in North Dakota, a sunflower farmer.
What a, this is like a, what are those? What's those shows?
The Tiny House.
The Tiny House. I'm a sunflower farmer and my wife harvests insect wings. Our budget's $1.2
billion. Not tiny houses, but just like House Hunters is like that.
God.
But, yeah. Well, Jess unpacks. She finds the toy tractor in the hutch, which is like the scary toy tractor.
Yeah, the hutch is where the kit, like Michael Rollins was taken out of.
Yes.
In the beginning. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the first scary thing. That happens, like, aside from, like, the beginning stuff, but, like, to this particular family. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, so that night, so they move in, they drive from Chicago, get to the house. Chicago to North Dakota, how many hours of driving is that? A ways.
It's a ways.
And then that night, her room is, like, all set up and all her shit's put away.
I have
friends that moved 6 months ago and their stuff is still in boxes.
I can't say anything, though, because when we moved in here, shit was unpacked in like 2 days.
Well, yeah, that's how I am, too. Like, everything has to be unpacked. Yeah,
I get it.
I, like, get to a hotel room and I'm like, all my stuff has to be sitting on the counter. And, like,
cracks up because I am immediately, like, unpacking everything.
My jackets are all hanging in the closet. My shoes are in the closet. Anyway, her bedroom is, like, all put together.
Yeah.
Where am I at?
I know we're a little like rusty.
We're all
sorry,
over
guys.
The place. This is gonna be 2 hours of us being like, so you unpack when you get into a hotel.
we'll get rolling. That's fine.
Yes. So she just tells her dad that it's quiet. She misses her friends, which is totally understandable. Dad, the next day, gets the tractor running. Jess is washing windows.
And there is, like, a lot of little creepy things in this film that, like, we're not going to remember. So.
Oh, yeah. When they first, the first time they get in the house and she looks out the window, there's, like, a little tiny bird.
Yeah.
Drawn in, like, the dust in the window. Mm-hmm. Well, then when she's washing the windows, there's, like, a stick figure and the bird.
Yeah.
So it's lots it's of just like a lot little, of little creepy things.
Yeah.
The banker comes while dad's working on the tractor. And this is just kind of like random, but he offers him 15% more than the purchase price.
Yeah. So there are a lot of like internet theories. And the banker guy is played by Cigarette Smoking Man or Cancer Man, however you want to remember from X-Files. There's a theory that he's somebody that John murdered. Because there's no, like...
Oh, yeah, okay.
But you do see his car there at one point, like, because he drives, like, a little Corolla or something. But there is kind of, like, a side theory that, like, the Corolla was maybe they, like, bought while they were there.
I thought that maybe John was trying to buy back the house.
Oh, maybe. That's a good theory, too.
But... This will come up later. Where has he been for 6 years?
No shit.
And why doesn't anyone in town recognize him? Does he never, like, run into town to buy groceries or, like, do anything?
I have no idea. And it is one thing.
John hasn't even come up in our, like, conversation yet, but...
But he will.
He will shortly.
Yeah. So the realtor comes by a few times and offers Roy... like 15% more, and he's just like, well, like, we have a buyer, like,
yeah,
all of these weird things are happening.
I think part of that is to cause, like, tension in the family later on.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Because Roy doesn't tell his wife.
No.
He gets offered like more than what they paid.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, thanks. We're going to like have a go.
He repeatedly at the farm. Says no. And I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Which, so this is the first time I wanted to pee my pants watching this.
Yes.
So mom is making the bed.
And like during the scenes too, while everybody's like unpacking the house and everything like this, the brother, and I can't remember his name. Is it Ben?
Ben, yeah.
Ben, who's like a toddler age. I think he's like two or three. He's little.
I would put him around three, yeah.
He's a cute kid too. But he's like looking around at the ceiling.
Have you seen Doug and Kimber's Boy?
I don't. You can show me later. Does it look exactly like Ben?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Does he look
Avery exactly? Has like a little bit bigger ears. But like, I'll show you a picture of Avery after.
But yeah, he's acting really weird, you know.
Well, he hasn't talked since the accident either.
No, and that's a big thing that comes up too.
Well, mom is making the bed and she like, you know how you stand at the end of the bed and you like fluff the sheet up to like get it to lay even?
I don't, because I don't do that anymore after seeing this. And you don't either, because we've talked about this.
I don't, just because I can walk all the way around my bed. It's like more practical to, I don't usually fluff the sheet. She fluffs the sheet up, and as it like ripples, you see under the blanket and there's dead feet.
Like rotten feet.
Dead, rotten, blue feet.
It's just gross.
And
that's like a predominant theme. Like anytime you see a ghost in this film, it's like rotten looking.
Oh yeah, they're all
rotten and gross.
Really gross. Yeah. Really decayed. Then she notices a stain on the wall.
And she's like, oh, a pipe burst.
Yeah, she just plays, it's just a stain. Yeah. They just moved in. So she's like scrubbing at it. Well, she ends up scrubbing at it through like several scenes in the film, because it just keeps getting worse. Oh, is that where mom got like thrown against the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the beginning, when Michael Rollins, the little boy that gets murdered, is hiding under the bed, you see his mom, I think Mary's her name, gets thrown into the wall on that spot.
That evening, that is when I keep saying I'm just out of habit. That evening, Dad is in. Hears Ben laughing. He goes in, and Ben is out of his crib. This is the first time I've ever looked. I've never watched this scene.
I made it a point to watch every scene too this time.
And exactly, there was when she's in the basement. I never watched that whole thing.
Oh God!
The
ceiling
thing. Never watched that. And I actually eyes open at the screen the whole time.
Like that scene in Clockwork Orange.
Yes. I had these little metal things holding my eyeballs open so that I could watch the whole thing.
Mm.
Ben is laughing out of his crib.
And like giggling, which is to me is terrifying anyway. Anytime I hear a little kid giggle.
Are you a monster?
I'm not a monster, but like Hayden.
Okay, if you hear a little kid giggling like
at night.
At the fair, it's adorable.
Adorable.
Like in the middle of the night.
Terrifying. Terrifying. Hayden talks in his sleep and has since I've known him, and will like giggle and stuff. It's terrifying. Mike has walked in on him and he's been like up with his eyes closed.
I think we talked about this.
We've talked about this. He talks in his sleep and it's pretty regular. That's why I don't like. Yeah, children giggling at night is totally different.
So it's the context of where the giggles, the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I hate little kids giggling. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I smell children.
Well, the lights are out. He's looking up from his crib and there's floating feet.
The same rotten feet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know why that's just disturbing.
Yeah. I think because it's feet on ceiling, which isn't normally where feet would be.
It's like, so it's like calves down, like hanging. And that's all you see.
And he's like reaching up and stuff.
Like he wants to play. Like, yeah. It's fun. No.
I think maybe the ghost is playing with him too, because the feet are going all over the ceiling.
Well, the stain then the next day reappears on the wall. Jess, this is like where you kind of get some of the tension between Jess and her mom, because Jess goes to get the keys. Mom's like, what are you doing? And she goes, going to the store. And before the mom can like completely flip out, Dad shows up and is like, yeah, let's go to the store. And then she realizes that she's an ass.
Which I've done that. Like with
jump the gun
with the kids and stuff. Oh, yeah. Mike doesn't really, but Heather and I both are like quick to accuse the children of doing something, whereas Mike is a little bit more lenient.
So while they're at the store, Ben's sitting there eating and sees a reflection in his spoon.
Is this? Yeah.
It's that soon in it.
Oh, God.
He is looking in his spoon and the reflection is like down the hallway.
Right.
And there is something.
And you see something, but you don't get like a clear picture of it right away.
You don't see a clear picture. Well, then it flashes back so you can see Ben's face. And he's kind of like looking at the spoon weird. And it shows the hallway behind him. And it's like one of those quick, like, it's, mama type.
Yeah.
I call them spider monsters.
Yes.
Because it's like a ghost, but their joints are all weird. And they're like on the ceiling. So the spider monster.
But it's the boy. It's the boy that was murdered.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Spider monster leads Ben to the basement door. Because Ben just gets up and is like, okay.
This is a good film to watch if you want to be scared, like walking downstairs at night, like glancing in a mirror.
Yeah, if or you like seeing be scared a reflection. At every fucking moment in your life after dark, please watch this. You can't look at the ceiling. You can't look anywhere without thinking.
Because they're all in like reflections or something weird. Like, I don't know. I know, right? Yeah.
Do you ever like, look at that mirror when you're walking to the bathroom?
All the time.
And you can see into the living room?
We have a big case in our dining room with like statues and stuff. I didn't even think
about that one.
And it has a mirror behind
that
it.
That has stuff in it, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
That mirror, if you're walking through there, you could see like eyes looking in the front window.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's so great.
I thought you'd like that.
Got the warm and fuzzies.
Mom catches him before he goes down into the basement. And that's when like, is that when he's looking through the keyhole and he's looking like, through the keyhole see things going and, on in there?
Yeah.
Well, while Jess and Dad are in town, she's like, hey, can I go wander around? And it's like a tiny little town.
Yeah.
So that's when she meets Ted.
And she's like in the store. She's like looking around.
Oh,
and
yeah. She's looking at this bulletin board and it's got like all this like local news.
Yeah, local news things.
Nothing's bad. No. It's like.
But it comes into play later.
It does come into play later. She sees a family. Mm-hmm. Part of the newspaper clipping is covered.
Yes.
Ugh. But she sees a wife and I think kids.
Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all like, this person won the chili cook-off. This person.
Yeah, like local shit, you know.
Well, she sees that. Then she asks to wander around. She meets some people playing basketball. She turns out being good. So she's kind of like flirty with Bobby.
Bobby.
They're not like, they're like kid flirty.
Yeah.
He.
Like, I remember being at like camping at a campground. Where you're like,
hey.
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 Where are you from? Yeah. You're new. Or like whatever.
Do you want to go down and like poke things in the water with a stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Let's go do that.
But there's like not a lot of talking. It's just kind of like angsty like.
And she like chuckles and she's just like, yeah, what is there to do here? And Ted's just like, I don't know, you're in North Dakota, like this.
I think when that, they talked about that in one of the things I read, where when that comes up, like when it played in the theater in North Dakota for the first time, like, yeah, everyone laughed.
Yeah.
Like, what is there to do? Well, nothing near North Dakota. Mm. Actually, North Dakota's really pretty.
Yeah.
No, we're in South Dakota.
We were in South Dakota.
South Dakota's
really
pretty.
I do want to go to Fargo.
Yeah?
At some point.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
It's like, after we go to Forks.
After we go to Forks. Yes.
Ted asks her to hang out.
We can call him Ted. I mean, that's fine.
I just wrote, Ted. So then Roy kind of gives Jess a hard time.
Well, it's like any dad would do that. Like, oh, like, just like,
oh, did you get his number? Let's go back. I'll get his number for you.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice to show that they had like a funny relationship.
I think they have a better relationship than her and her mom, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Then I can't remember who brings it up, but Mom and Jess need to have a talk. I think Roy tells her that she needs to talk to her mom.
Yeah, they need to, like, or like help out or do something, you know.
So as soon as they get back, Jess offers to help Mom move boxes.
Yeah.
Which
is nice.
Is nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the bank man shows up again, which is awkward.
So awkward. Every time he comes around, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. When Jess is trying to get down in the basement, the knob is stuck because she has to take the boxes down to the cellar.
Yeah, right.
And the knob's stuck. She sets the boxes down. Well, then the door opens just on its own.
And you kind of get the feeling that all the shit went down in the basement.
You're under the impression.
You're under the impression that that's the central haunting zone.
That is the haunted area of the house. Yeah. That is where the most activity is happening.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, why does this basement have like a wooden floor?
I think the floor was put in later.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
But I've never been in a basement like that before.
No, they're always like Michigan basements or like cement or something.
They're either cement floor.
Yeah.
Or they're dirt floor. I don't really understand. I feel like it would mold. Like the wood would rot.
Yeah.
Because, well, it's just like wooden planks built up over the dirt floor.
Well, that, and they have like the cellar doors like on the outside.
That go
of
to
the
house. Outside.
So you would think like water and shit would get in there. Like, I don't know. I just think a dirt floor would make more sense.
Yes.
I mean, it is a dirt floor underneath the wood,
the
but
boards. Anyway, at the same time, while this is going on, outside, they had picked up all the sunflower seed.
Yeah.
For the farm to, like, plant. And crows get into it. Like, a swarm of crows. And
yes,
they're, like, vicious attack crows. Because when Roy's trying to, like, chase them out, they're, like, biting at him.
They're actually ravens, and they chose ravens instead of crows because ravens are easily trained compared to crows.
That's what I thought, because their heads are shaped different
and their tails.
Big.
They're huge.
Yeah.
And their tails are different shaped.
And I guess I just took it.
We're ornithologists.
We are. Wow.
Is that the right term?
I don't know.
I think it is. Ornithologist, like a bird study person.
I just heard Mike say something.
Yes. Oh my god, yay!
Good job, high five. Yeah, I just took it.
But they're huge though. Like, yeah, they're big birds.
Well, they're eating up all the seeds, and it's kind of like she's finding stuff out in the house, so the crows are acting like crazier.
Super crazy. Yeah. Oh, I didn't put two and two together until you said that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So the crows are going after the corn when Jess is down in the basement and she finds the locket. It doesn't open. But
no.
She sees something like shiny in between the boards and pulls out this. It's a decent sized locket.
Yeah.
It's like,
isn't it like a pocket watch kind
see,
of?
See, that's what I thought too. It's either a pocket watch with a photo or just like a big locket.
Yeah.
And then that's when she finds a crow in the basement while the dad is outside getting attacked by crows.
Yes.
Well, at that point, John, mystery man, who even though we've been talking about him for a half an hour, now just shows up.
He shows up and he looks very like a derelict.
Derelict.
I've got the black lung. Jesus Christ. But yeah.
This is a horror movie podcast, Chelsea.
It
is,
but it was just funny.
Zoolander's fucking funny. He just looks like a farmhand type. Yeah.
He looks like he's been cruising the North Dakota farms. Helping
what
out.
For me?
I don't know.
It's like cruising the scene.
Yeah.
Like what? John shows up. I thought he was just kind of like mountain man-ish looking with like his layers, his long hair.
And he has a mustache too.
He doesn't have a beard though. So he is like keeping up on
it.
Anyway, he shows up. He has his shotgun, right?
He does. Yeah.
Shoots a gun. The crows go away. What are you doing? Are you touching your eye? Because I'm touching my eye.
No, I had something in my
eye. This is going to be the best podcast ever.
I actually don't mind them when they're very random.
This is going to go down in history. A+.
They're more funny when they're random.
He shows up, scares the crows away. He instantly gets hired as a farmhand.
I don't know if I would instantly hire some random dude showing up at my farm. I did write that.
If he looked like this guy?
Okay, but Ted Bundy was also very attractive, and he was a murderer. So was
Your
Jeffrey
point?
Dahmer. Okay. I think I did. I wrote it somewhere.
There was this a couple summers ago. I was driving down 41, and there was a hitchhiker. And I picked up one hitchhiker one time. And he wasn't even hitching. It was this, like, younger guy pushing a bike uphill towards
Nagani.
And you're
like, oh, do you need help,
dude? So I pulled over and I'm like, yeah. Do you want a ride? There was a hitchhiker and he had on, like, cargo pants and, like, a tight-fitting shirt and this, like, wavy blonde hair. And he looked like Heath Ledger and he had a backpack. And I'm like, that is a murderer.
That is a murderer.
He will murder. Anyway.
100% murderer.
So you wouldn't hire Aiden to come and work on your farm?
Not without doing a background check or something. You don't know. Could be obviously, he's a murderer.
But he knows about farms.
Ah, perfect. Great. Yeah, and they decide they have no money to pay him. So Penelope Ann Miller is just like, well, I'll just cook you dinner and you can like live in the like, where does he stay then? Does he stay at the house?
No, there's like, I think it's part of the barn is like a farmhand.
Oh.
Home.
Oh.
He has like a little apartment there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember. Mm-hmm.
So he gets to live there, get food, and work. I think that's like.
That's a pretty solid game plan, actually. Yeah.
I mean, like Pat does that at my house and he doesn't even work there.
He just hangs out. He's a freeloader.
He just hangs out and eats. So he gets hired immediately. Then they have lunch together and the lunch is like nice. They're all sitting around the
table.
Yeah,
he's like playing with Ben and stuff. Kristen Stewart, she's like, oh, Ben likes you.
Yeah, because Ben keeps dropping his cup and he keeps picking it up for him and is just like being cutesy. Then there's this like cool farm montage of them like
it's a farm montage.
Working around the farm. Montage. Do you remember? You didn't watch Robot Chicken.
I did a little bit. I remember the Lindsay Lohan stuff. I'm Lindsay Lohan.
I'll send you montage.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Poor Mike. I just hear him like making noise in there. So Roy cuts his hand. This is after the farm montage. This is like.
Yeah, pretty bad.
The sunflowers are like looking good at this point.
Yeah.
He cuts his hand. He leaves Jess and Ben with John. But John isn't, like, there looking after them. He's, like, out doing his own thing.
Yeah. And if they need anything, like, they can go to John and
stuff. Yeah, because they're trying to figure out, like, what are we going to do with Ben? What are we going to do with Jess? How are we going to get you to the hospital?
Yeah.
So Mom and Dad go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Mom, I'm sure, doesn't trust
Jess
with Ben.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, and it's been a while.
Well, Jess is making mac and cheese, and here's running upstairs.
This is my worst fear. I have a lot of worst fears, but this...
Can I start writing down worst fear number 87.
Fires
upstairs.
Fires are one of them.
Oh, you already have fires at 87.
Sharks are another one, and running upstairs at night.
You can be afraid of things and not call them your worst fear.
It's my thing. I'm never going to give that up.
She hears footsteps upstairs. Once again, to be sidetracked, last night we had tacos at our house and we invited Emma and her roommates.
Yeah.
So they leave. It's like 11:30. Everyone's gone. 20 minutes later, she messages me. Back at the dorms. Whatever.
Safe. Yeah.
Safe. Okay. 20 minutes after that, footsteps upstairs.
No.
Yes.
Ugh.
What had happened was they got all the way back to the dorms and Emma's suite mate realized she forgot her purse. So Emma drove back for the purse. But we're sitting there and we heard footsteps. And first we thought like Cat in the rocking chair or Cat's doing something.
And Frank playing the piano.
Frank playing the piano. And but the steps like come down and we're like, somebody's in the house. But then Ruby went to the basement stairs and she was like happy. So I'm like, okay, it's Emma.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would have been murdered. I don't know. While Jess and Ben are alone in the house, there's like a crazy poltergeist episode.
It's insane. Absolutely like, insane.
The railing on the stairs breaks. Shit's flying around. Yeah, getting and broke.
Everything happens how it happened when the original family was being murdered. Like the
so it's
sister,
like someone is getting thrown around.
Yeah. So the sister falls over the railing and like hits her head. And yeah, that's what happens to the railing. Like the railing breaks.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah.
And like the things that are getting like thrown and like were like things that got kicked and thrown around yeah, in the original. Like when the girl was like thrown up against the wall and stuff fell off the wall.
Isn't a poltergeist an angry spirit? Isn't that what
yes,
that is? Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like angry enough that they can like move things.
Oh.
Do you remember in Ghost?
Yeah. Of course I do.
When he like pushes the can.
Oh.
Yeah. So she calls 911 because what the hell else is she going to do?
Well, yeah, she sees all this destruction in the house. Of course she's going to call 911.
Ben wanders away while it's all going on, which it seems like she would be like gripping him for dear life.
Yeah.
But she's trying to get to the phone, trying to call for help. So I get it. Well, the tractor goes rolling down the hallway to the basement. Then the door opens and the tractor goes down the stairs. This is a movie flaw.
Ooh,
because
I love it.
The basement door is like in a line of doors in the hallway.
Yes. No, I 100% know what you're going to say, but
and
continue.
Then in this, the door is at the end of the hallway.
Yes.
Which
I noticed that
not,
too, and it was weird.
Because, yeah, that wouldn't have happened. They wouldn't have been able to film that like creepy scene.
Yeah.
And a lot of it actually depends on where the door is, but it does move.
Yeah.
Jess gets pulled in.
By rotten hands.
By rotten hands. And the hallway is lit, but the doorway is like black.
It's so scary.
And she goes for Ben.
Because she thinks Ben is in the basement.
She thinks Ben goes down to the basement, but he like goes down a different hall.
He's
so
not
she
in the
turns around and Ben is looking at her and she's by the basement door and she gets pulled in. By, like, rotten hands. She somehow escapes. She is, like, hysterical.
Well, as you would be.
As,
like,
as you
yeah,
would. And she opens the window. As she's opening the window, John is on the other side. Like, John comes up to see what's going on. He sees everything in the house all fucked up.
Absolutely does. 100%.
But when the police show up, he doesn't admit to seeing anything.
No.
Well, she hands Ben out the window. She basically jumps onto John, like, get me the fuck out of this
yeah,
house. Well, then when the police show up, everything in the house is fine. Nothing's mm-hmm, broken. The stair railing, everything's fine.
I do want to say that the responding officer, the bald one, is Captain America's voice in virtually every single video game that Captain America is in.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to it. I
yeah,
bet it's a nice voice.
I bet it's a very nice voice because Steve Rogers... Very pleasing to the ears.
Yeah, just the ears. Okay. So the parents come home to the police. They think she's faking. They think she just wants to, yeah, like,
wants attention, wants to leave, like, whatever.
Yeah. Then
would you believe your kid?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, Greg and I have talked about it. Like, would you believe me? Like, if I, you know, said that I was seeing ghosts, or if I said something weird was happening to me in the house, would you believe me? And he's like, oh, of course, I believe you.
But it's because it's not happening.
Because it's not happening.
Because it's not happening. Everybody says that. Like, oh, for sure, I totally believe you.
And then it's like Paranormal Activity.
Right. Like, let's set up video cameras and watch it.
Yeah, let's see how pissed we can make the ghost. Let's try to talk to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, mom is worried at this point.
Yeah.
Jess knows Ben can see.
Yeah, 100%. Like, Jess is at the point now where she watches Ben.
And Ben's looking around like something's
going
on. And
she asks him, like, Ben, what do you see?
Yeah, and she asks him, she basically begs him to start talking.
Yeah.
Because then he can at least say he's seeing something.
Doesn't he point? Isn't this? Is it coming up?
Where he
points to the barn.
That's a little bit later.
Okay.
So she is laying in bed and wakes up to whispers. She goes to Ben, and Ben is awake in his crib. Yeah. He points to the basement.
Ah, that's when it is. I was like, I know he points to something.
This part was so suspenseful. So she picks him up out of the crib, and he's pointing. And she...
Yes! Sorry, guys. I watched this over a week ago, so
we watched this when we planned on recording, like two the next days day. Later.
Yeah.
And then we had to do the quarantine.
We had discussed about watching it again, and then we didn't do that.
No.
So.
I don't have time for that. My life is so busy. Eating tacos.
That does sound real good.
My life is actually busy because I've been watching Squid Game.
Ugh. I want to start watching that, but...
Do it.
I have a lot of shows to watch.
Do it.
I have to finish Letterkenny.
After over all the shows I've told you to watch, drop it all. Squid Game. And there's not that many episodes.
Okay.
They are an hour, but there's only a handful of them.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Scary. So he's pointing to the basement. She doesn't have any fucking lights on in the house.
No.
And she's carrying around her brother, like, looking for the ghost. The floating ghost behind her is so suspenseful.
Because it just, like, gradually gets closer.
Because it's getting closer and closer, and Ben is looking over her shoulder at it.
And she's just, like, standing forward. There. She's just standing there looking forward.
And it gets so close to her. It's just like...
I think this one is the sister. Yes. Lindsay Rollins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's insane.
Scary.
So then next day, Jess asks John why he didn't say anything. And he just kind of like
brushes it off, like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. So then she meets up with Bobby. And she asks about the family that had lived there previously, asks if her house is haunted. He said that kids used to dare each other to go into the cellar, but he never did it. So this is in like the timeline.
Is it the cellar or is it the barn?
I thought it was the cellar. Okay. Because normally I would write basement. So I feel like he actually said the word cellar.
Okay.
And that lines up. So this happened 6 years.
Yeah.
Prior.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have put him at like 10 or 11 with his friends riding their bikes over there. Like Hayden, burying each other to go
Hayden
to the house.
And his friends would have done this too. I mean, Hayden's a little older now, but.
Also, if there's an abandoned house that like little kids are breaking into, that means teenagers are breaking into. So it would have been trashed.
Yeah.
It would have been spray painted.
Why?
It would have
because
been...
the youth are terrible. to abandoned houses.
Well, I mean, it's an abandoned house.
Yeah. Did you trash abandoned houses?
No.
Did you, like, break windows and stuff?
No, I poked around hoping to find haunted lockets.
That, you're full of shit.
No.
Really?
I never broke anything. No. Oh. I just wanted to go in the house to, like, see if there was cool shit inside.
Oh, yeah. That's valid.
I was, like, the best home invader. Not home invader. What would you even call that?
I don't know.
Trespasser.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't ever take anything or break anything. I just wanted to, like, look.
But just because you didn't take anything doesn't mean something didn't follow you home.
You can go to hell. I went in that big abandoned house that was on 52 by the movie theater. That big three-story one that they tore down.
I remember seeing that when I was little, and
it was giant Victorian with
wasn't
like
it
all
like
the
off
outbuildings.
In the woods and stuff too.
It was all well at one point. I'm sure it wasn't surrounded by woods, but it was so scary and cool. Somehow we walked up to like the third floor, and we were on the third floor.
It was like Bly Manor or something.
It's very Bly Manor. Looking down through the hole with a flashlight,
you see something run by.
But like I'm on the third floor, and there's a hole in the roof that goes all the way down to the basement, and I'm up there. I walked up the steps with a flashlight. Like, how did I not die? I weighed 100 pounds. That's how I didn't die.
But, like, John was probably with you.
120 pounds.
Yeah, that's true. He's a string bean.
What are we talking about? I don't know. So the kids used to dare each other to go down the basement. Fits the timeline.
Okay.
Other than the house would have been trashed because...
kids are terrible.
Yeah, homeless people would have been living in it, whatever. Jess is in the basement, and she finds a crayon drawing, and in the corner of the crayon drawing is the matching bird to the one she saw in the window.
Very suspicious.
That is also when mud bubbles up between the floorboards in the cellar.
Yes.
She is attacked by a spider monster, and she falls down the stairs. Pretty freaking hard.
Pretty hard, yeah.
The spider monster is like crawling all over the ceiling of the attic. The ceiling of the attic?
The ceiling of the...
the ceiling of the basement.
Yeah.
It's crawling all over. She gets kind of attacked. She has a breakdown. That's when she's like sitting, leaning against the front door. And she's like, no one will believe me. And she's sobbing. And at that point, I'm like, okay, Kristen Stewart is an okay actress.
Yeah, I think she does a really good job in this. And I stand behind her.
And then she talks to John and she tells John what she saw. Which I guess like that's who you would talk to if you were in her situation.
Yeah.
You wouldn't talk to your parents.
No.
You might not talk to your friends because you wouldn't want your friends to like think you were bananas.
No.
So you would talk to like an adult figure.
Yeah.
But he's
very aloof.
Yeah. He just kind of acts like it's nothing.
Yeah.
So then she sees something in the cornfield.
What? Yes, she does. I don't like this scene either. Because, okay, the house Aaron and I grew up in, so it was 22 acres. And it was like farm field in front, and then it was like
cornfield, but it was sunflowers.
It's sunflowers, yeah.
That's because I probably our childhood with
and
the corn.
And so, it was cornfields, row of trees, and then like field, but like marshy field. And so I remember like walking down the driveway when I was little, and like imagining in my head like something running through the cornfield and. I don't know.
Well, there were like...
I watched like we watched Children of the Corn and shit too.
But there were
up.
Animals
yes.
in the cornfield. Like you'd hear raccoons or deer or whatever, like bigger stuff in the corn.
It reminds me of Signs.
Could have been aliens.
Could have been aliens. We don't know.
Probably aliens.
I'm writing down signs. Oh, I don't have a pen. Okay.
Oh, here, take mine.
Mm. Thank you.
You're writing down signs?
I am.
Is that...
That's a...
horror, you think? Suspense?
It's
thriller?
Sci-fi. I'll put it in my maybe pile.
I don't know. Since I did Woman in the Window or whatever that one was.
I mean, people get murdered in that one, so I would consider it.
There's some murders, so that counts. She sees a figure walk into the barn after the rustling in the sunflowers. She gets into the barn and the door shuts behind her.
This is where I wrote down curiosity. curiosity killed the cat, Kristen Stewart.
It did.
Why are you going into the fucking barn?
Ugh. I think...
Maybe she just wants answers at this point.
I think that's exactly what it was. Because I would not do that shit, but if I was being traumatized by something, I'd be like, okay, I need to deal with this.
Yeah.
She goes into the barn. She sees... Oh, there's a spider monster in the barn.
It's a little boy.
It's the little boy.
Slash spider monster.
Little boy spider monster. I did not want to look at this point, but he's in the corner crying, and she walks up to him. And
she is very pleasant to him, too.
She is. Are you okay? She's like, can I help you?
And she knows, I think she knows that it's a ghost or something. I don't think she thinks it's like a live kid. I think at this point, she's like, oh.
Well, he attacks her.
It's very pleasant.
Which I didn't think was fair.
No, she was so nice. She just needs answers.
She just needs answers. She gets attacked by him. He did look very scary.
Yeah.
The doctor says... Yes,
she's taken to the hospital.
She's taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. She's probably completely flipping out. And she has scratches on her neck. She's got bruises on her everywhere.
I have a comment after this. After we get through this scene.
The doctor says it's self-inflicted.
Which is bullshit. Because if you look at her neck, are you really, I don't know. Maybe it's just because, taking your nails and just, like, scratching your neck down. Maybe. If you were in a difficult mental.
That seems like, Like,
why not just, like, scratch your arms or something?
Why not just scratch here instead?
No, I know, but...
It seems like something that would happen in, like, 18th century. You have 10 kids, and you find out that your sailor husband drowned at sea, so you, like, collapse and scratch your neck at the same time.
You get the hysterics. Or what was that called? Like, the...
I don't know.
That, like, doctors called
hysteria.
When women... He's a doctor in hysteria.
Like, that's when people, like, grab their face and, like, scream and maybe scratch it at the same time.
So maybe they just think she was hysteric.
Hysterical.
Can you say hysteric? Like, oh, she was acting all sorts of hysteric.
I think it's hysterical.
No.
You just made up your own thing.
As I do.
As you do. Well.
And she, like, covers up. So she has, like, a handprint, too. Like, a small handprint on her forearm that she, like, covers
up. Yeah, she's got, like, bruised handprints on her. That is when everything comes out in the car.
They, like, her parents have had it with her.
Yes. They talk about Ben's hospital bills. And they talk about Dad being out of work.
All of these things.
And then Roy's yelling at Jess that the doctor said her cuts were self-inflicted.
Which you don't fucking, like, I don't care how angry you are at your kid. You're not going to be like, well, the doctor said that they were self-inflicted, Jess. Like, first of all.
I think he's just losing it with her.
If they were self-inflicted, that's the last thing that you want to say to your teenage kid. But yeah, I think he's just having a hysteric.
So they're back home.
They're flipping out. Yeah.
She gets the locket open. And there's a beautiful woman inside.
Yes.
Beautiful brunette woman. Then
she leaves. Like, she takes off on her bike.
Yeah, at this point. She takes off. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad are fighting about life.
Everything.
And he tells her about the offer on the house, which leads to an even bigger fight.
My God, can you imagine?
And that's Jess takes off on her bike. She gets picked up by Bobby. That's when...
It kind of, like, clicks with her.
I don't know if she planned on Bobby picking her up. Like, do you think she called him, or do you think he was just driving down the road?
I think he was just driving down the road.
And sees her biking. Well, she tells him that she doesn't think that the Rollins?
Yeah.
She doesn't think they actually left.
No.
Because the story is that the farm went under and they just packed up and left.
Very quickly.
She doesn't think that they left. That's when she tells the story. She tells Bobby the story about how when she was in Chicago, she got in the drunk driving with Ben.
And then Bobby is super nice. He's just like, well, everybody makes mistakes, Jess. Like, you can't. Yeah,
he's super.
Yeah.
Well, that is when she goes to the.
She goes to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of putting everything together at this point. Like,
she goes in, she sees, she recognizes the woman in the photo. Yep. Well, she moves one of the flyers out of the way and sees John's face.
Oh,
and
God.
Knows that
it's so good.
John is the husband and father.
It's so good.
That previously lived in the house.
Yes.
It all comes together. Well, they go booking it to the house. Meantime, crows circle the barn. They attack John.
Like a lot.
A lot. They're like gonna kill him.
Yeah.
It's very the birds.
It is very, yeah.
He gets attacked by birds, which is scary to some people, but birds don't really scare me.
Birds don't scare me.
No.
Mm-mm.
That is when the mom is upstairs and she sees the ghost come out of the stain.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So then she was like, holy shit, like, this is for real. This is kind of the end. It's like all
this
coming together.
This is when she realizes that Kristen Stewart was not lying.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm a terrible mom. I'm sorry.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, when...
Where is Roy at this point? I can't remember where he went.
Roy is out looking for Jess.
Oh, yeah. He takes the car and is out looking. Okay.
Well, when John has blood all over him, he starts to have flashbacks.
It's like the Kill Bill scene. Where it's like, meh,
yeah,
meh.
It's like the music. That's great. You did a great job.
I could be an effects person. They're going to start calling me for voice acting gigs.
He starts having flashbacks. So what's the mom's name?
Mary.
No, not his wife.
Denise.
Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Denise has Ben, and she's like, we're the fuck out of here.
Margot Lane. From The Shadow.
Is she?
She is. Penelope Ann Miller was in The Shadow
oh.
as Margot Lane.
Margot Lane. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Mm. I always loved her dress and that, like, the white silk one.
Yeah. Very All pretty. I really remember from that whole thing is the sun is hot, but the ice is slippery. That was, like, their code.
Yeah,
wasn't it that?
It's, the sun is shining, but the ice is slippery.
Okay. I knew it was something like
that. I remember,
that.
Like, the knife. Like, when he goes
oh, like
to get
the dagger?
Trained, the dagger that, like, bites him in the meat part of his hand.
The meaty part.
Ugh.
I know what you're talking about in the
That's
thumb part.
That's such a good one. So Denise is, like, packing all of her
Denise is just grabbing shit. She grabs Ben. She's running out the door. In the meantime, John is having this flashback. He calls her Mary, like, you're not leaving me.
And, like,
and
beats
her. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Denise. Like, what the fuck? She's been through so much.
Yes. So her and Ben are hiding in the house trying to get away from John being a psycho.
They're hiding in the basement, I think.
Yes. That's when Jess and Ted come back, and Ted has a hatchet.
He's so funny.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go back through and like
that's like, okay.
Ted. They come back, he has a hatchet. The pitchfork through the wall thing, that's not John doing that, because there's like 20 million pitchforks shoving through the walls.
It's
ghost
weird
thing.
I don't know what's happening, but there are a lot of pitchforks going through the wall, the floor, in the door, like all of these things. I don't know.
Well, Bobby gets knocked out.
Yeah,
not
John.
Ted.
John clocks him in the face.
He gets knocked out. Jess hides in the basement. I want to know, out of all the weapons that John could have picked, why a pitchfork? There's axes. He has a shotgun.
He wanted to cause the most destruction.
Maybe it's just the closest.
Maybe
thing.
It was just the closest thing, and he's having a mental breakdown.
So he has the pitchfork. I want to know. So she just grabs a shovel to use as defense because that's just what's in the basement.
Yeah.
She smashes the overhead light bulb with the shovel.
To make it dark.
Well, yeah, but like you can untwist it.
She was, it was a heated moment. She didn't have time to just like go up and be like, I'm going to untwist this hot light bulb.
I also want to know how big the cellar is, because sometimes it seems kind of small. It seems like the size of this room, and other times it's like the size of the first floor. Like how...
That's true, yeah. And there's really no explanation for it either.
No, and they cover up the windows so that it's like dark, dark in there.
And she had time to like do all of this stuff.
But she had to shovel the wind. She had to shovel the light bulb out.
Movie non-magic.
Roy comes home and he's looking for them. He sees Bobby. And gets pitchforked in the back.
God.
I can't imagine.
I just.
Can't imagine.
No. That's like in The Crazies. The
pitchfork. Getting pitchforked. Somehow being pitchforked in the back sounds worse, though, than in the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just a lot.
It's all horrible. Mm. Well. While all this is happening, John is, like, hunting for the family in the basement.
And he's like, Mary!
Completely bonkers.
Don't leave me.
Mud starts seeping up from the floorboards. And he gets pulled in.
Yeah, we kind of, like, yeah, that's essentially what happens.
I mean, he's, like, he's down in the basement.
Yeah, he's down in the basement chasing Kristen Stewart and Margot Lane and... And Ben.
And after he knocked out Ted.
All of these movie characters. But yeah, like mud starts seeping up. And then Kristen Stewart like bashes him.
Yes.
And he falls back in the pit of quicksand mud that's in
there. There's quicksand under the floorboards.
Yeah. And it's his family. His family
and
is
his
pulling
family
him under.
His family pulls him under. Well deserved.
Well deserved.
But like... What happens when the ambulances and police show up? Is he drowned in the mud pit?
Or is it floorboards?
Is it floorboards?
If it's floorboards, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to explain that.
Was he a ghost the whole time?
Oh, whoa. My God. Hey. Whoa. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. An angry poltergeist could help out at the farm.
I don't know. I'm
that,
just throwing it
I mean,
out
that
there.
Could be a logical thing, and then all the bodies are underneath.
All the bodies are underneath. Yeah. But then who would have killed him? How did his body get murdered and buried with the other bodies?
Murder-suicide.
And then he
Maybe
boarded
he,
over the
yeah.
floor
so he,
as a poltergeist.
He blacked out, as what I hear happens sometimes when people go on a murder spree. They just black out.
That's what I'm going to use.
Right. Me okay. too. But blacks out, everything's terrible, and then he comes out and he realizes what he did, and he's like, oh my God, my family, and then he kills himself, falls backwards.
Into the quicksand in the basement.
Into the quicksand basement. Maybe it was never quicksand. Maybe it was always wood.
How did he get his family under there?
Movie magic. I don't know.
He comes back as a poltergeist and he builds the floor to hide his own body and his family.
That's it.
He disappears for 6 years, figures out how to be a good ghost, comes back to work on the farm. When he sees the blood on his hands, then he's like, holy shit, I'm a bad person, and then has to go kill everybody again.
That's exactly what happened.
Boom. Solved.
Yeah, so that's...
The ambulance shows up.
The ambulance
the
shows up.
The crows fly away off the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Ted is the new farmhand, and Ben is talking while they're harvesting their sunflowers, which you don't harvest your sunflowers when they're still in bloom. You wait until the seeds dry out.
Good job.
Yes.
That was real good.
This was.
Would you stay in that house, though?
Yeah, the ghosts are cool now. Everything's taken care of.
I don't know if there would be ghosts anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like, they are, like...
Maybe the coroner or whoever, the crime scene people, like, dug up the bodies.
Yeah. I'm sure that, they're not going to leave them there.
That's true. Oh, shit. Yeah, they wouldn't.
We're just going to let them keep making
it's
you
fine.
Miserable.
I mean, they're buried. It's fine.
No,
fine.
The people, police come and dig them up and bury proper.
When Kristen Stewart bashes John in the face, she says, we're not your family.
Oh.
That was a good one-liner.
That was a good one-liner.
Yeah. But anyway, I really like this.
I did too. I'm sorry to everyone listening to this tonight.
It was kind of a hot mess, but in our defense, you know,
we're out of practice.
We had like a 2-week break, and it just takes a little bit of time.
And I haven't talked to you face to face in a long time.
Yeah.
So lots of sidetrack stuff.
It was sidetracky, but that's okay. Sometimes they're fine. The next one I'm very excited
Mike's
for.
Mike's like, shut the fuck up. I want to eat my birthday pie.
Right. So yeah, this was super fun. I would recommend it.
I have already been recommending it.
Even if you don't like Kristen Stewart, and I know there are so many people out there that hate her, I would still recommend this.
I think she does an all right job.
I think she does an all right job. Yeah.
You know the thing that I've...
That what?
My coworker told me about My coworker Denise, old coworker, told me about Kristen Stewart. Now I can't get it out of my head.
What?
Any time there's stress in her life, in the films, any of the films that she's in, she looks like she has to poop.
Yeah, but...
She's like, I just have to go. That's how she looks.
I know, but I hear she did a really good job in Spencer playing Princess Diana.
I have also heard good things, and I looked up photos from it.
Yes.
And
there are a ton of people online that like haven't even seen it that are like, oh, it's fucking Kristen Stewart. She's terrible, blah, blah, blah.
Diana was also quiet and shy. And
I personally don't know anything about her. So.
Oh, you. Okay. She was awkward, too.
Okay.
So
I think. It'll be good. And I heard when it premiered in like Venice or something that Kristen Stewart got like a 3-minute standing ovation because it was so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch it because I like royal family stuff.
I know. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's better, like, better than this boring garbage, right?
Let's do a podcast the royal family.
All right. Anyway. Boop. So if you like what you hear... Remember to follow us on Instagram /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page /your movie review and a webpage /yourmoviereview.com. Yeah, I think that's it. And then the next episode, we're not going to say anything, but it's going to be real good.
I don't remember what the next one we're doing. Oh, yeah. Are you going to do the thing? The hand thing?
Yeah.
It's like something like this.
Be itsy bitsy. No more. Anyway, everybody have a good week. Thank you for dealing with us not posting this when we said we were going to. You know, shit comes up. So
it does. And we'll be better. We're going to start recording ahead of time instead of waiting until the last minute.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody have a good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.